You're listening to You've Got This, episode 165. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to offer you an opportunity to start reflecting on this last decade. And this is inspired in part by Katie Peplin, who I follow on Twitter and who is also the first guest coach on season one of Coach to Coach. And recently on Twitter, Katie posed this question of, we have just kind of 2 months left, and how can you reflect on your accomplishments and things that have happened to you in this last decade, because we're about to end the decade. And I had just not considered that at all. And as we're kind of on the cusp of these last 2 months, I thought, well, maybe other people would want to think about this too, because this past decade, there's been a lot that has happened, at least for me, in my career and in my life. And so it got me really thinking about this. And I decided to spend part of my morning pages journaling time to think about this and to start to kind of make a list of what had happened between January 1 of 2010 and the end of this coming year. Now, there's a couple months left, so it's possible there may be more things that I can add to this list. But it was amazing once I started to write these things down. And I would absolutely encourage you to think about your own past decade and the kinds of things that you were able to do, the kinds of lessons that you learned. And it's not really about regrets. It's more about what are we carrying with us as we go into this next decade. So kind of a big thing to be thinking about. So I thought I would share some of the things that made it onto my list when I started to think about this. So it is kind of amazing to me to think, because it feels like it was so long ago, but I actually earned my PhD pretty much toward the very beginning of this this decade that we're talking about here. So I earned my PhD in February of 2011. I also moved to Boston during this past decade. That happened in December of 2010. You're going to see I kind of wrote these things down a little bit stream of consciousness, so they're definitely not in any kind of chronological order. I celebrated the 10-year mark and the 15-year mark of marriage with my partner, which feels huge and is probably one of the greatest accomplishments of my life. I think marriage is so amazing, and also it can be so hard. And so that was a huge deal to kind of realize that. I wrote or edited 8 books and had 7 of them published in this last decade. One of them is coming out in January of 2020, so I'm launching the new decade with a new book. But that is also kind of crazy for me to think about, that's almost a book a year. And many of them came toward the end of the decade. I sped up my publishing pipeline quite a bit. So that was a pretty big thing. And when I think about it, too, because of when a lot of my articles have been published after I graduated from grad school, I had about 12 articles also come out in that time, several book chapters. So but the books feel like kind of one of the bigger accomplishments for me in the last decade. As you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, I earned a coaching credential in this last decade toward the end of it. I launched a business and grew it pretty significantly during this decade. I moved from Boston to Oregon during this decade. Started podcasting, and I created multiple shows around the midpoint of the decade, so starting in like 2015. And I sold a house, a condo, and bought a house in where I currently live now. I moved 4 different times and lived in 5 different cities. I started the decade in Ohio, in Columbus, and then moved a couple times to different places in the Boston area, moved to Corvallis, ended up moving from Corvallis to the city I live in now, which is a neighboring city called Albany. So that feels like kind of a lot of moves, 5 moves within 10 years, or 4 moves rather, to 5 cities. I could not tally them, but I would imagine I've read hundreds of books in the time of the decade. And some of them I track on Goodreads, so you can see. I don't think I tracked since the very beginning of the decade, but there have been several years where I've read over 100 books in a year. So I can, I think, safely say hundreds of books have been read during that time. I also taught myself how to run during this last decade and ended up developing more of a walking routine, which is what I'm doing now. But at one point when I was in the Boston area, I was running up to 5 miles, and that was actually really fun. I would love to get back to it at a certain point, but it definitely took mental energy that I don't feel like I have right now to give to it, and my walking routine is working really well. In the last decade, I also established a tradition of creative retreats, which started as writing retreats and then kind of morphed into what I now refer to as creative retreats, where I take multiple days off of work and just kind of devote that to different projects that I'm working on. And that feels like a really fun addition to my life that's happened in the last year, or in the last decade, rather. I saved up to purchase a car with cash for the first time in my life. That happened with our most recent car purchase, which was really felt like a big financial milestone for us and something I was really grateful that we could do. I eliminated all of our consumer debt and paid off all of my college loans. So basically the only debt we carry right now is our mortgage. And again, that happened over time, but feels like a huge milestone for us financially and is something I'm just super grateful for to be at this stage of adulthood where we are not carrying any consumer debt. Over the last 10 years, I also shifted in terms of my identity a lot. I identify now as a writer and as a coach and as a business owner. And I think at the beginning of the decade, I probably wouldn't have identified as any of those things. So that's kind of an interesting thing to consider. I also taught myself how to facilitate webinars in the last decade, and I have facilitated dozens of them at this point for all kinds of different organizations and for myself, for my own business. And so that's been kind of an interesting thing to look back and realize 10 years ago, I didn't know how to do that. I spent the decade eating vegan and gluten-free, and I also transitioned to a low FODMAP diet. If you don't know what that is, you can Google it. It's basically a way to eliminate certain sugars from your diet. And this is the whole full decade. I became a vegan when I was, I think, 19. And so it's been more than a decade that I've had that diet. But I definitely spent the last 10 years also as gluten-free. So that's been an interesting thing just to consider that it's been a very large portion of my life that I've been eating this way. I began to keynote and get paid for public speaking within the last 10 years. We renovated our kitchen and some other parts of our house in the last 10 years, which was an adventure for sure. And I mentioned that on the show previously. I hired a house cleaner for the first time toward the end of the decade, and that was an amazing gift. Again, something I'm really grateful that we're able to do. I saved up a good chunk in retirement funds, and this was something also to think about just in terms of long-term planning. You know, that 10 years is a long time, and small things can add up relatively quickly, so that's kind of exciting to think about. My annual salary hit six figures during the last decade for my day job, and that feels like a milestone. I feel like that's something that for some people is not going to be a big deal. For me and kind of the background I came from and just thinking about the age that I'm at now and what my goals are both financially and career-wise, that felt like a really big deal when that happened for me. So it was really exciting. And also, it's something I'm really proud of because I think I have always done academia kind of on my own terms and in my own way. And for me to feel like I can do that and still be financially successful and be able to support my family has been a really, really something that I'm just really, really grateful that I'm able to do. Over the last 10 years, I did say goodbye to two of my grandparents and also one of my really important mentors. Passed away during this period as well. And that's something that I definitely had kind of on my mind when I was thinking of the last decade. I also learned how to design websites and things like online courses within the last 10 years. It's amazing how far technology has come in this 10-year period and the kinds of things we've had to learn how to do during that period. I began a journaling practice that has been going on now for almost 6 months, which is really something I've never been able to do for this period of time, and it feels really good. I really embraced in this last 10 years, and especially towards the end of the decade, being an introvert and talking openly about it, living my life around it in a way that was really protective of my solitude time, learning more about what it meant to be an introvert and what it meant for me to be an introvert. So that's something that I added to my list. I grew my hair out pretty long, and then I chopped it all off again during this decade. So that was something that I noted. And then the other thing I was kind of thinking about was how I learned to write grants during this period as well. And that was something at the beginning of the decade I really knew nothing about. So kind of a mix on this list of a lot of things that are kind of more professional things, a lot of things that are more personal things. And I think that this list is going to continue to grow. I'm still kind of reflecting on this, but wanted to offer some early examples just so that you could start thinking about this too. I would encourage you to write this down somewhere, especially if you have a journaling practice that this fits into. But it is kind of fun to think about all the things that have happened in the last 10 years and the places you've lived and the ages of your children, even like where they started the decade and where they're ending the decade. A 6-year-old is very different than a 16-year-old, you know, like that kind of thing is really interesting to think about. And just the people who've passed in and out of your life, the kinds of skills you've picked up over time, the maybe things you've checked off your life bucket list. It was just really fun to think about, you know, when I think about this decade, I started the decade when I was in my mid-20s, and that is such a different place to be than to be in my mid-30s. So anyway, I hope this was kind of interesting for you to hear some of the things on my list. I would love to hear what are some of the things that are on your list of the decade that you're kind of celebrating as we close out 2019 and head into the next decade starting in 2020. You can always email me to share your decade's worth of accomplishments at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @Katie_Linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @Katie_Linder, or you can always write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. And here's to closing out our decade strong as we launch into the new one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.